Order the regular meeting for Town of Ruley, October 13, 2014.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Bujwa.
Here.
Councilmember Reshar.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Nysel.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Norman. Mayor Pro Tim Rhodes.
Here. First item on the agenda, minutes from September the 8th, regular meeting and packages. No one said anything about changes. No motion except those minutes?
No.
From Mr. Andre, second by Bujwa. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, we need a public.
Public comment.
Any public comments? Move in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Next committee reports, Public Works. We discussed at our meeting, it's not on the agenda, but we discussed the police station. Seems to be on pace. We had a couple hiccups on some panels that are ordered from out of the country, so. But other than that, everything seems to be going pretty well. Anybody else with Public Works? Planning and zoning. First item, consider variance request for Barry Daigle, 3010 Allen Street, to build a pool house which contains a shower and tub. We went over this at length in our committee meeting. He's going to build a pool house next to the pool with a game room, washer, dryer, tub, and shower. It was voted on favorably by the planning commission.
Just to be clear again, Mayor, that is an outside closet for rafts and floats and.
That's correct. Yes.
A little bit so.
Yeah. Because the door is outside too, as you can see. Everything is outside.
So we got a move by Mr. Reshar, second by Mr. Nysel. Any public hearing? That was done.
Any comments?
Public comments.
Comments? Got a move in a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Consider Rhonda Payrow's reappointment to the planning commission.
Absolutely.
Second.
All in favor?
The public comment.
Ms. Rhonda, we appreciate what you do.
Yes, we do.
And we thank you for volunteering your time for planning and zoning.
It's interesting some months. Some months.
Quiet, nothing.
5 minutes.
Okay, did we get a motion and a second on that?
Uh-huh.
You got it all done?
A second.
Okay, and we got a vote? That was pretty fast. I like that. All right, number three is consider variance request. DSLT Homes, 2933 Allen Square.
Well, they say they're going to build it across its back.
Yep, build a fence across the back.
East and west.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Based on back in the 70s, nothing across it at this time.
Right.
That was also passed by planning and zoning.
Yeah, I think that's one of those blanket approvals by planning commission, so they don't have to go to the planning commission. It just comes straight to us.
I move.
Second.
Move in a second. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nobody opposed? Finance committee? Anybody have anything? Everything? Nothing under personnel? We put this under recreation. Consider trick or treat for October 31st from 5:30 to 7:30, which is the same as the parish. I'm not sure about adding support. I don't know what they're doing, but most of the time they follow.
Should we put something in place where hours would just always piggyback on the hours of the parish?
Oh, that's so.
Just be CFL. That would have to be an ordinance or a resolution.
I don't know. The only problem with that is if the parish moves it to something we don't want to do. Didn't have that issue.
But always, to me, we wanted it on the same time.
Same as the parish.
Yeah, you call it out, your law enforcement folks would be out there at the same time. Just something to look at.
I'll move. We go with that.
Second.
Yeah, motion and second. I don't know if that needs a vote. Does that need a vote?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Public comment.
Barry will tell me you won't trick or treat.
I've got about 2 more years of that. 2 more years and something. I'll be handing out the candy after that.
That's right.
All right, police committee.
I don't know where those guys are.
Should we wait for them?
It's up to y'all.
I move that we move committee reports section F to just before remarks of personal privilege.
Awesome.
Richie says caught at the courthouse, having problems leaving now, so that might buy some time. Text just came in. As
we got a motion by Shane and a second.
Move it. We got to do roll call vote after you get public comment.
Any public comment? To change the agenda, move police committee F to in between 12 and 13, the mayor's report and remarks of personal privilege. No public comment. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Nisler.
Yes.
Councilmember West.
Yes. Our governmental affairs. I don't think we have anything. We might have anything. No ordinances. Resolutions, accommodations. In your package, we have a resolution supporting the tax renewal that's coming up in the next election. That election is November the 4th, right?
November the 6th. Tuesday the 4th.
The 4th. And we put it all together in one where we have the library tax, the drainage tax, and the recreation facilities tax. These are all renewals and not new taxes. And we discussed having a resolution to support these three renewals. Ms. Bourgeois, second. Mr. Andre, second. Any public comment? All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor of resolution number 9?
Aye.
All opposed?
Did you say it'd be about 10 minutes? We can redo the police department report.
Yep, police department report. That's another one on the list. We can redo for the record. You notice on the back page you got 12 wrecks, 13 bench warrants, 1 theft, 8 alarms, 1 assist other agencies, 1 911 call, 1 juvenile matter, 2 traffic arrests, and 21 miscellaneous calls. Down at the bottom you see total calls, total citations, total violations. Citations are 41. Is that a normal number, y'all know?
That's
down? Way down? I guess that's kind of a result of what court was about today, too.
If you take a look at the, and I'll just go all the way back to January, that may not be a representative number because of Christmas, but they had 113 citations and 155 violations. That was in January. That's, if you go to February, give me a second here. They had 139 citations and 170 total violations. Okay, you go to March, you had 272 citations and 385 violations. So I think y'all kind of get the idea. That,
on and off, big time.
Yeah, in a big way. Last month, the police report, bear with me here. pages of surplus police property. Last month, if you can believe it, we had 73 calls, but only 23 citations and 34 violations.
In relation to calls, these call numbers seem to be lower than normal, because we were running about 80 to 95 a month.
And in the month before that, it was 88 calls, 28 citations, and 36 violations. So we've had 3 months, at least 3 months. If I go back to June, hold on a second. In June, only had 58 calls, 33 citations, and 48 total violations. So you've got at least 4 months in a row of... Now.
But we did have a little stretch where we was getting all those folks tested again.
Yeah, but that didn't take that long. So. And then the month before that, this would have been the May report, so this would have been like April. I had 35 calls, 173 citations, and 198 violations. So.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we have the mayor's report. I don't have a whole lot.
Do we need to accept the police report?
No. It's just...
It's what it is, we don't have any authority.
Yeah, it's just a...
Okay. Yeah, it's kind of
what it is. It is.
In the mayor's report, on November 1st, we have in our surplus auction. Debbie, did we ever talk to the auctioneer about publishing that in the paper, if they'll do it for
us? Wayne had sent out an email in response to that to see if they were going to publish. They were going to publish the whole list. We did not get an email back.
Okay.
He was going to do it or not. You're talking about several pages. It would be real expensive.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe we could just highlight some stuff and put a small ad.
It's possible.
Just to try to stimulate some.
But I know he did email to him. And Wayne forward the email to me.
I'll try to call Wayne tomorrow and see if we can follow up on that. I mean, the more people we got, I noticed on TV they were talking about the Baton Rouge Municipal Auction they have. They do theirs online.
Mm-hmm.
And when I crossed the bridge the other day, there were a bunch of people looking at cars and all. So.
Have you ever thought about posting it online?
On the website?
On the website.
Yeah, we can maybe put like an announcement up top.
Yeah.
When it says news. If you can access the web.
Well, if
Ryan can
access it, we can have
a
problem with
our website. Oh, really? I'll pull it up the other day. Well, let's see if we can put that on the website for sure, and I'll try to call Wayne in the morning and see if we can follow up. And that way,
just a little block ad would not be that much. It said, Ridley Town Auction, and then any items such as guns,
trailers, whatever.
Right.
Just a hot point.
Deer camera.
Post it in law.
Put the date and the place and time, you know. And
we found a lot of packages.
Holsters.
And people were coming in and asking for
So they asked people to come
out.
And then also,
cooking
the
equipment.
Here, the auctioneer that comes over here, he brings
people if they follow him. So yeah, good.
It's not the first time we've had this.
But I think that we'd be there. I don't want some of our citizens to say, well, we didn't know anything about
right.
it. We can say, well, we had an ad in the local official journal.
As well as on our
website. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, even if the auction doesn't, we may run a little ad. Just as a town? What's the date today? It's the 13th. When does it have to be the paper?
When do we have to get
in
the paper?
You'd have to get it by
Friday.
By Friday, you get it next week's paper. Mm-hmm. Get it in the paper for the
maybe we can throw something together and get it in the paper by Friday this week.
For the 23rd.
So for next week's paper, yeah.
Like all those 200 pieces of clothing, just miscellaneous clothing.
Yeah, you have to list everything.
Detail. Miscellaneous cooking equipment.
Yeah, cooking equipment should be
just to have this that we're having an auction.
Mm-hmm.
And a
whole type of this.
Really auction, November 1st. Such and such, and then just a little sentence about some of the categories of stuff.
What kind of size did they?
Yeah, family members of current or former.
We have a person, the public wants to speak.
Yeah, the public.
Would it be open to post one of those notices at the post office, like you need the minutes or is it all of the?
I think that would be good also.
If they allow.
Use some of that bright paper. If they're.
Yeah.
Check it out, then let us put on the agenda for that.
Okay, next, the mayor wanted me to say, Mr. Jerry and Ms. Dee Dee Besson sent us a thank you note, I'll read it. I want to thank you all for the nice surprise you gave to my husband, Jerry. Jerry surely did appreciate it. He was so shocked, he couldn't even talk. That is a first for him, thank you all. And Mr. Jerry was inducted into the Louisiana Boxing Hall of Fame. So anyway, it was a nice little ceremony. We had a house full that night, so we had a lot of people. Mark's personal privilege, we need somebody to say something or wait on Richie.
You had talked about you and I doing the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah, sidewalk. I completely forgot about that.
That's all right, but what I think I might do is call CRPC and see if they'll assist us with the mapping and all that. Then you and I can then ride the town and then we'll just give the information to them and let them cover it all.
That sounds great. Just to let everybody know, what we're doing is our culvert project is kind of slowed down. So we think about adding sidewalks and working sidewalks into the program.
I was riding around looking, and you know, we got some places in town that you got a sidewalk that goes to a certain point and it stops. And then if we just run 200 more feet, it would connect. You know, or it crosses over, you know, like around the oak tree back there, you got some of the places. We got the place by the church that if you try to walk in the south, you might break your leg because it's all like this.
Pretty bad.
Like that. We'll fix that. You run, you know. Let's look at the places where we can work, connect, and tie some stuff in.
Repair a bad area where they're going to have a liability. I think a lot of it will be done in right.
And if we can do a bunch of little 100, 200 foot stretches and tie a bunch of stuff in, it might look like a big project, but we might get more bang for our buck. And then come in, that'll give us time to work on the longer streets to try to get all the people that need to put concrete in y'all. But I think that's going to be a tough sit.
Absolutely.
Before Chief starts, let me say my one thing. The marks of personal privilege about Mary Delphos for the, so being the minutes. At the Keep Louisiana Beautiful Conference in Baton Rouge, October 2nd and 3rd, Mary Delphos was awarded the State Affiliate Director of the Year for her work in as an executive director of Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful. And she does a remarkable job in that capacity as a part-time employee.
Thanks, Ms. Mary. All right, anybody have anything else? All right, Police Committee. Did you get a ticket?
No, I was pulling out my files.
We adjusted the agenda and moved you to the bottom.
These are the two quotes we talked about last time. I forgot that. The same statement of the national quote for 32-36-69 covers the 8 cameras. And the Barnes Police Supply, which they are a state contract price, 38-29-84 covers 8 shotguns. I know it's outside the budget. We didn't have it as a budget item. I said that last week. The guns we weren't aware of needed to be replaced at the time, and the tasers we kind of got sidetracked with everything else going on. So it would require, probably not now. I mean, we got money, so but it is outside the budget. It's not something. But.
Give us a little, if you can. I mean, I can. The shotgun issue.
Yeah, the shotgun, we had like, I don't remember the number, maybe like 11 or 12 shotguns. They were everything from a 1962
uniform set.
Nothing was uniform. I mean, even the new ones that were bought at the same time weren't uniform. They were
Debbie was in there one day, she doesn't know anything about guns maybe, but I said, look, like, pick this one up, and then pick, like, nothing's the same on any of them. There's no continuity whatsoever about them. So as an officer, you know, and a military man, I can tell you, I mean, if something happens to your weapon, you need to be able to grab the next guy's weapon and go on with what you were doing. There's no rhyme or reason. We had some with lasers, we had some without sights, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. I mean, looked like Beverly Hillbillies came with a bunch of guns. And we had some 20 gauge double barrels and rabbit ears. I don't really know what you do with that other than rabbit hunting.
Weren't even all the same gauges?
The majority of them were 12 gauges, but it was no, it's the craziest thing ever.
Long story short, we're trying to get the same thing for everybody.
Yeah, and look, some of them were worth some decent money. We'll get some decent money to auction for them, but there was just no, I mean, one of the things that we talked about putting in place, and we will, is in-house, that as an officer, you cannot alter any equipment we give you whatsoever. You don't go change the triggers, you don't go cut the springs, you don't. You know, we have 12 gauge pump shotguns, a couple automatic, but the automatics, you had some that had the extension tubes on them. Well, that's fine. You know, it's made to put three rounds in. You put the extension tube without changing the spring. Well, what happens is it misfeeds because you don't have the tension you need. So it's just, you know, officers shouldn't be working on weapons. That's not what they do. They're not homers or gunsmiths. So anyway.
Okay, and next,
but that's to do with shotguns.
Yeah, next thing, just for the record, we're going to purchase standalone cameras for the officers. They're hooked to the officers' equipment.
Yes. Belt or here or wherever, but it, you know, it's, in my opinion, it's a lot cheaper than going with the camera in the car. They run about $5,000-$6,000, and you don't get as much versatility out of them, I don't think. Eventually we can talk about going to cameras in the cars, but at $5,000, $6,000 a pop, that's a little steeper than we'd like to ask for an adjustment of the budget for right now. This, you can do more with, more versatile. You've got it with you all the time. It's, you know, you can recover, even on the scene, interviewing people or evidence or anything, interviewing suspects, and you've got it all right there. It's standalone. This system is standalone. You don't have to have all these updated computer programs, and the next year is outdated and all this junk. So it's just like taking the GoPro camera, whatever the new camera system is that you record and you plug it into your laptop and download it. There is a thing you can buy that is a docking station. It's more money, of course, and it's got a computer program with it. When you pop the camera in, it's a charge, it automatically downloads, not the iCloud, but it'll go to a server. And you can have it all stored. That's not necessary right now. We don't have the, you know, one, two officers at a time on a ship max. We don't really need that. So this was pretty cost effective.
Okay. So when they come off the ship, they download the camera information into the computer in the station.
Yeah. They can tag it, label it, you know, keep it for whatever, forever. I mean, put it by date, just keep it forever. Someone comes in and complains and says, oh, we need to go back for some reason and pull it. We don't need to get rid of it. There's no reason. Yeah, I mean, put the server as huge. We can put it on external hard drives, whatever. I don't see any reason to ever get rid of it. Anyway, the guns will take like 90 to 120 days, I think they told me to come in because they are state contracts. The taser cameras, I think we'll have in maybe 2 weeks.
Any questions?
Does the police manual need to be rewritten with some procedures about the personal body cam?
If I can talk to the town council into it, maybe we'll get them to pass like an ordinance with somebody to say Larson, I can't do that. But anyway, we're going to have to rewrite it about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, we talked about that because that was one of my big deals when Richie first came out with the idea, is that that's all great to have. But if you don't have a policy in place and we don't enforce the policy to turn them on, turn them off, whatever we got to do.
Policy is great, but if you don't enforce it,
yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's my policy for like 20 more days. Yeah, but you know, I mean, so that really, I mean, I talked to both chiefs and both potential candidates, whatever, both candidates, and they assured, I mean, you know, how it goes. Somebody gets mad at somebody, and they're okay, we're not going to, whatever. Man, to me, it's the citizens and the council that can hold their feet to the fire and say, hey, I mean, this is my opinion. I mean, it needs to be on all the time. You know, you have a month or two learning curve probably, I mean, like anything else, but one of them asked me the other day, what if we, well, I mean, do you forget to put your seatbelt on? No, because you do it out of habit. So it's muscle memory, and you do it, and you know. So I can tell you probably 2 months before, I'm sure you're going to have some missed stuff, but how important is it? Do you forget to put your gun on when you go to work? No, because you need it. It's important. And this is important. I mean, I really think this will save a lot of issues.
Richie, you know if they use standard AA batteries or something, or are they rechargeable?
Yeah, they're rechargeable. Yeah, they run, I thought they told me around, they get around 12 hours out of them, I think is right, ballpark. I think that's what they told me. But I mean, we got 8. So my thing is, you know what, I'm not going to assign one to any particular officer. We got one officer working at night, we've got 5 during the day, which, you know, camera-wise, you're not talking 5. But I mean, if your camera runs out, go get you another camera. I mean, it's, there should be no reason. I don't want to tell you we got spares, because then you'll tell me buy less, but I mean, we got 8. I don't want to have an officer taking one home and taking it out of where we can use it, out of the pool, you know? So my thought was, yeah, I mean, my thought was, if you got a bat, I mean, let's get it. We got spares, not spares. It'll give us enough where an officer has a problem, one, we got to send it back. I mean, eventually I'd like to get more, and we will. I mean, I think they're going to pay for themselves really quick, in my opinion. I mean, and you know, on the side of the road with the traffic ticket stuff. I mean, Joey, as a mayor, as a judge, you know, he doesn't have that anymore to help on the for court. Not that they kind of want to know. But, so I mean, you know, you get a guy on the side of the road and say, you know, well, look, I got you speeding. So, yes, sir, I was speeding. Well, I mean, there's your admission right there. So, yeah. To me, it's good to have it on camera. If we get them and can put them all together, where you got the dash cam and this system working at the same time, you know, I know it's a little long term, but man, one time we had cameras in every car, so, you know, just got to keep them up. And this system's out there now, they got something that just, all you do is replace the rearview mirror, that's it. You don't have any extra junk. It's got a little SD drive we're using on this, Addis had one on this, the robbery at the pharmacy, and he had, you know, we were able to pull it out on the scene and make ID of the lady that we were looking for, who went across and got on the ferry and all of a sudden, I mean, we did that on scene, so it was nice. It was, you know, really useful. And then the Ronnie Graham deal back here, that was really useful. But anyway.
The Ronnie Graham deal, was that a personal camera?
Yeah, no, it was two. It was no Brewley who needed it.
The Addis vehicle camera.
It was the Addis vehicle camera, and then it was the camera on the officer that got the second part of it, so, where everybody was having fun in the street.
All right. Any other questions? All right. First up, we got need a motion to replace shotguns.
So
moved. By Ms. Brusco. Second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Brusco. Any comments from the audience? Can we do roll call on this? No, roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Next, purchase standalone cameras for officers.
I move.
Denise, move. Second. Mr. Richard, accept. 5 seconds. Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed?
Aye. We're about to throw a police report on the first one. I went over it. We just read it for the record. But
oh, yeah, I did? Okay.
Just the bottom part with the call citations.
I don't have
a
citation. You're talking about here?
Yeah.
Total calls and citations? Yeah. That's a lot for them. Well, we had a lot of calls. That's why the citations weren't. They're getting better. You want me to go through the problem? Is that what you asked?
Mm-hmm. No. Just, if you know, we'll pick up. You know, we got projected income at the end of the day.
Man, I heard they were really scared of the new chief. I'm thinking November 4th, you probably gonna have it like.
Eventually, you could really be scared of the new budget if it don't pick up. Your department projects income.
I wasn't here. Oh, it did project it. Let me be quiet. Yeah, I will tell you.
It was projected.
That wasn't there in my administration.
We want to meet our projections at the end of the day.
We'll take care of it.
Team vote.
This is my last meeting, by the way. Well, no, the last real meeting, by the way. So,
Dad, you gonna be at the committee meeting?
Committee meeting.
Thanks for all you've done and did and continue to do. We appreciate it.
I got a big speech for y'all at the next meeting.
Thank you.
I'm going to need longer than that 2 minute thing or whatever they give.
Five minutes. Nobody's time.
Bad mayor.
Been interesting.
All right, now last but not least, we have announcements. First Landmark and Heritage meeting on October 20th at 6:30. We have police station, we're going to do ribbon cutting on October 23rd at 1 o'clock. Man, that's a bad time for me. It's a Thursday. Of course, we got the auction, we talked about that. It's going to be at the Town Brewery Maintenance Barn on November 1st at 10 a.m. Saturday, November 8th, Louisiana Urgent Care is sponsoring a health fair from 8 to 12 on Highway 1 South. Veterans Day reception, November 11th, 12 p.m. That's going to be here. And last but not least, the election, we got the village vote, which we passed a resolution in support of. And with that, anything else? Second by Mr. Rico. Chairman, second by Mr. Rico. All in favor?
Aye.